Please enter the circle of markers and face the first one on the right, which has a map of this battle on it. After the race to the Dan in early 1781, Continental Major General Nathanael Greene returned to North Carolina from Virginia to confront the British Army. However, for a time, he changed his army's positions frequently, delaying that confrontation until he could gather more part-time militia soldiers. A light corps under Colonel Otho Williams, built for rapid movement, was screening him from the British. On Friday, March 2, Williams sent a detachment under Lieutenant Colonel Henry Lee, mostly militia except Lee's cavalry, south, in this direction, across Big Alamance Creek, where the lake is now. The reason is unclear, whether to find the British and or attack units foraging for supplies. They took a road passing at or near the picnic shelter toward Clapp's Mill. Learning from Lee's scouts that the British were approaching, Williams planned an ambush near the mill. That was built in 1763 on the next creek south, Beaver Creek, to the right as you look out from the entrance to the markers. The main British army was camped on the other side of that creek, partially on the Alamance battlefield from the Regulator War of 10 years earlier. The scouts had seen a force of hundreds under Lieutenant Colonel Banastre Tarleton moving up a road that passes the mill. They were approaching because a British officer guarding a foraging party had spotted the Patriots, sent the party back, and notified Tarleton. Cornwallis is following with the main army in hopes of trapping Williams and forcing Greene to come to the rescue. On what now is a peninsula of the lake along Pond Road to the south, Lee lined his force behind a rail fence on a farm near the mill, with cavalry hidden in woods on either side. Lee knew Tarleton tended to be overly aggressive, and indeed, Tarleton led his cavalry right into the trap. The Continental Regulars and Patriot Militia fired a volley, and Tarleton pulled back. He sent forward an infantry unit with bayonets affixed, with his cavalry to the left in thick woods to cover the flank. Patriot guns drove them back, and Catawba natives allied with the Patriots led a counterattack. According to Militia Colonel Joseph Graham, one of the Indians snorted like a deer, whereupon he and his comrades ran forward a few steps to the first timber and fired. For 20 minutes, the two sides exchanged fire. Many of the Patriot militia began to panic, however, and run away. Lee attempted to rally them. Realizing they would not hold under a second bayonet charge, he ordered them to make their way back across Alamance Creek in groups to make pursuit by Tarleton's horsemen difficult. They retreated a mile back to the ford, which was guarded on the other side by the rest of Williams' force. Thick underbrush made escape difficult, but also made pursuit hard for the British, who gave up less than halfway. The British lost at least one killed and had 30 wounded. One of the markers cites a much higher death count of 16. The Patriots had at least 2 killed, 3 wounded, and 7 captured, 8 killed, according to the marker. The discrepancy between it and all other sources may come from the marker including men who died later of their wounds. This is the end of our audio clip. Please scroll down to What to See to find out more about the Battle of Clapp's Mill.